To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
S&S Repair in Sterling reminds our listeners, safe driving isn't child's play. Safety behind the wheel starts with you, and part of that means not talking on your cell phone or only using a hands-free device while driving. That's from S&S Repair, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. A fact based on automotive expertise, backed by the right equipment and proven by customers who won't trust their cars to anyone else. Located at 115 Broadway Street in Sterling. Call Ken at 970-526-2668. Specializing in electrical and auto service and general auto repair.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We've heard a lot of criticism about the AIG, the American Investment Group, because they paid $165 million out to their employees as bonuses. And these were to the very people that had destroyed the company, so we've had to loan them about $165 billion. In other words, they paid $165 million in bonuses, but we had lent them 1,000 times that much. In other words, we'd lent them $165 billion, and of course that money was funneled to places like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, these great banks back there. And basically, the reason that we did this is because Henry Paulson, who used to be the CEO of Goldman Sachs, was the Secretary of the Treasury, and he decided AIG was just too big to fail. Because if it had failed, Goldman Sachs wouldn't have gotten $9 billion of your tax money, and J.P. Morgan Chase wouldn't have gotten the money, and Deutsche Bank, incidentally, Alan Greenspan was a consultant for them, they wouldn't have gotten, I don't know how many billions of dollars, and 30 or 40 or $50 billion of the money that we've given to AIG has been funneled for profits to banks. Now, if you're incensed about the $165 million that was paid as bonuses to AIG employees, are you incensed about the $5 billion, that's five big, boisterous billion dollars that Goldman Sachs paid their employees, that $5 billion in bonuses Goldman Sachs employees got this year? Why, I haven't even read about that in the press. And you're not going to read about it. I have to take a few obscure journals and just learn that this morning. They gave out $5 billion. Now, we're told that in bonuses, we're told the big banks don't have any money to lend. They've got plenty of money to lend, ladies and gentlemen. They can leverage their loans 10 to 1, 12 to 1, whatever they want to. Some of them, the investment banks, can go up to 40 to 1. In other words, it's money that they create out of nothing. They have plenty of money to lend, but they can't let the American people know that this whole financial collapse of the world is engineered to destroy the economies of the world to bring about the New World Order. That's what it's all about. Isn't it interesting you haven't heard about the $5 billion that Goldman Sachs has paid in bonuses while we gave them $10 billion in TARP funds? Isn't that interesting? Or is it possibly that our reality is created by the people who control the media, our tastes are formed, our very thoughts are regulated by the people who control the media? Well, this morning with us is our special guest, is Lynn Marzulli. He's an ordained minister, but he's working full-time to try to sound the warning across America. about what's going on, and there is an organized attack on Christianity. That's why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. There were evil men put into our Supreme Court. Many of them were Masons who hate God, hate the God of the Bible. And the job was to convert America from a Christian to a secular nation. They've done a pretty good job. But another thing that they do, they control Hollywood. And most of the Hollywood productions that come out are violently anti-Christian. And that's going to be the subject we're going to be talking about tonight. Or I should say this morning, Lynn Marzulli has done an analysis of a new film that's out. You'll see it advertised on television all across the world. It's called Knowledge. Well, who could be against knowledge? And it's an exciting, adventuring film, but it has an underlying theme. Lynn, you tell our listeners why you're concerned about this great entertainment movie.
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, thank you again for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be here, and hats off to your faithful listeners who stay abreast of world events by your great comments and constant study and vigilance. But the movie is called Knowing, and Nicolas Cage stars in it. And I went there expecting something. I wasn't sure what I was getting into, but I knew just from reading reports about and watching the trailers that this was going to be a movie that I needed to certainly check out. And I blogged about it, and the blog or that article, that review has been picked up by several internet papers. Raiders ran it, UFO Digest ran it, and of course my blog ran it, and Christianity Today is looking at it. And the reason for this is the book is blatantly anti-Christian, the movie is blatantly anti-Christian. It has an anti-Christian theme and a message that runs all the way through it. And what it does, and really the pernicious with very much forethought on the producers and the writers of this film, it attacks the one element of the Bible that really differentiates it from any other book on the planet. And of course, I'm speaking of the prophetic thread that runs from Genesis to the book of Revelation, prophecy written by, the 60 books in the Bible, different authors, living centuries apart, so there's no collusion between them. Yet we see this prophetic thread that runs from Genesis to Revelation, and we see prophecy being literally fulfilled in our time. And what this movie does, Dr. Stan, is it attacks our belief in prophecy, saying that really, without giving too much of the movie away, that the prophetic message was actually given to us by so-called extraterrestrials, and that these extraterrestrials were in fact, and they actually have pictures of this in the movie, specifically talking about Ezekiel's wheel, the passage from Ezekiel, I think it's in the first chapter, and later on it comes in again when Ezekiel sees the image of God the Father, let's say, on that throne, or he's coming towards Ezekiel. And Eric von Däniken wrote a book several decades ago called Chariots of the Gods, and this is exactly the quote theology that they're promulgating in this film, that really what Ezekiel saw was an extraterrestrial vehicle. So it wasn't the God of the Bible, and the prophecy that Ezekiel received was in fact from extraterrestrials. So this is really what the movie's about, and it's really unbelievable. I mean, I've been writing about this now for decades and researching it. I've got 5 books on the subject. The Alien Interviews was the last one, and I know you interviewed me on that. The one before that was Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, The Coming Great Deception of a Luciferian Endgame. And there's a whole chapter on that. Really, the whole book is trying to point the reader that there is a coming great deception, which is spoken about in 2 Thessalonians, that talks about, let no man deceive you, that day, the day of the Antichrist being revealed, will not happen until the apostasia in Greek, until the apostasy comes, this great falling away that happens. And it's an event, and I've spoken to a Greek scholar on this. Oh, there's the bumper music.
Holder will be back in just a moment here with Lynn Marzulli, talking about this latest movie, Knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just one more nail, and they hope, in the coffin of Christianity.
Office or commercial space for rent? Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Lynn Marzulli, he's talking about this new blockbuster movie that's out there called Knowledge. Most people think it's about entertainment. It's really about destroying your faith in Christianity. There's an organized, orchestrated effort out there to destroy people's faith. And if they really don't understand what it's all about, it's so easy to begin to raise questions. Well, is the Bible really accurate? Is this just written by a group of men? Is this the Word of God? Or is this just man's interpretation of what they think that God should be all about? And after all, wasn't this put together by a group of men who decided on which chapters of the Bible which were going to be, you know, the Holy Scripture and which were going to be sort of left out? Wasn't this man's decision? And there are all sorts of things they can put out to raise questions in your mind about the validity of the Scriptures. And obviously, this is another one of a multitude of books and motion pictures aimed at raising questions in your mind to destroy your faith. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we are moving into terrible, frightening, horrible times, and you're going to need that faith to sustain you. Pick the story up there, Lynn.
As I was saying right before the break, Dr. Stan, that the Greek word is apostasia, which really translates as a singular event. It's not a gradual falling away. There's some sort of an event that Paul is stating here thousands of years ago, which is going to happen, and when you tie that into the book of Revelation, which speaks of a one-world government, a one-world religious system, it immediately begs the question, what event could turn 1.2 billion Muslims, let's say, and 1.8 billion Christians, sort of turn them 180 degrees and abandon their faith? Now, I'm not saying that the Muslim faith is anything like Christianity, because it's not. But the bottom line is this one-world religious system has to be set up at some point. And what better way to do it than to have the revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence? And this is why movies like Knowing is so dangerous, because what it does is it sets up the premise that these craft exist, that these aliens exist. In fact, Dr. Stan, towards the end of the movie, we've seen they're really men in black throughout the entire movie till the very end. And then, of course, they shapeshift into their true form. And they basically look like angels, not with the feathered wings. When you see the movie, you'll see what I'm talking about. And, of course, Nicolas Cage's character falls to his knees because he's overwhelmed by what he's seeing. And, you know, I do a lot of research. I've talked to a lot of different people. Some people have had encounters. Most often, the people that I interview, anyway, are very reticent to come on the record and discuss it for fear of ridicule. But there's one word that keeps cropping up in these interviews from the people that I've talked to, and that word is when they see these lights in the sky, or they see the craft, or they have an abduction experience or whatever, the word is overwhelmed. They are overwhelmed by the experience. Last week on my blog, I pointed readers back to what is called the Tether Incident, which was actually filmed by NASA films from the space shuttle, and real quickly, a thumbnail sketch. They had this experiment that they were releasing in space. It was this 12-mile-long sort of foil-like object to try to pick up electromagnetic energy and all this kind of stuff. I'm not sure exactly what the experiment was, but to cut to the chase, the tether, which held this 12-mile-long piece of foil, like strip of foil, broke. So now this thing is floating out in space, and what we see in the NASA film, which is all over YouTube, by the way, and you can go to my blog, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and scroll down a little bit, and it's in there. You can link right to it. But what we see is this tether, which is estimated at 7 miles away from the shuttle, and we see all these UFOs literally lighting up the sky, just materializing all around this this object. And then from the top left-hand corner of the screen, we see a very large UFO. It's got a black spot in the middle. It's pulsating, literally pulsating on the film as it travels behind the tether, not in front of the tether, behind the tether. And people who have traveled in this stuff and know the size of the tether and the distance from the shuttle estimate this craft at 3 miles wide. All that to say, the Phoenix Lights, which was seen by thousands of people in 1997, jump forward to modern-day Stephenville, Texas. Both of these craft were estimated between 1 mile, 2 miles wide, 3 miles. I mean, these things are huge. And when they finally materialize over a city near you, and I realize it sounds a little strange at, you know, early in the morning like this, but movies like Knowing set this premise up and literally indoctrinate the viewers. Again, they talk about the Book of Ezekiel. They show a picture, a woodcut that's on the wall in this trailer of Ezekiel seeing the wheel within a wheel, and later on we see that the wheel within a wheel is part of this inner workings of an extraterrestrial spacecraft. So they're taking the God of the Bible that we know and prophecy, which we look at and can say that differentiates the Bible from any other book on the planet, and they attack both of those issues head on. But if you're not aware of that, if you're just sitting here looking at the movie, you can go right over your head. And I think most people who see it, who aren't aware of this coming great deception, might not be, up to speed on that. So that's why, thank you for having me on the show, and your listeners can at least prep themselves when they see it. And frankly, people should see it. We shouldn't boycott the movie. Exactly the opposite, in my opinion. We should go see the movie and have an answer to give in season and out of season as to what we're looking at. Because the deception is coming. I mean, it's being prepped. Not only that movie, but several weeks ago, Race to Witch Mountain was really, it's more of a children's movie. So you've got two movies. One is indoctrinating the kids into the alien gospel, the alien agenda. The new movie, Knowing, is for the adults and doing exactly the same thing.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that there is a supernatural realm. These are not aliens from outer space. These are demonic personalities or beings from within this supernatural element, from within this other dimension. And, of course, there is a spiritual battle going on here. The spacecraft, the UFOs, these alien abductions, they're all manifestations of satanic or demonic activity. And until people understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, so much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. What they're trying to do is make you think that these supernatural elements are coming. Oh, they're not supernatural at all. They're just aliens from another dimension. Well, you've really got to be pretty far out to believe in that. But if you're a Christian or you at least have an open mind, you have to understand there is a supernatural dimension, and this is where the UFOs come from. And this is the last thing that they want the public to know. The average individual doesn't understand that our Defense Department, our CIA, have been working trying to contact this other dimension to use these supernatural powers in warfare against the enemy. And they've been able to, of course, come in contact with this. I've seen supernatural manifestations. I'm sure many of you remember my story of the spoon, the major general who was employed by our government to contact the other dimension. And I held the spoon in my hand trying to unravel the double spiral in the handle of the spoon, and there was no way I could budge it. But he was able to do that because he had been able to tap into the supernatural realm. And our military does do this sort of thing. And they believe in it, but they just don't want you to know. They'd like you to believe that these from outer space. They don't want you to understand that the true element of the things that are really taking place today, and everything is leading us up to some sort of a major event. Don't you think, Lynn?
Absolutely. And I think when this, and this is what people need to understand, Dr. Stan, when the event happens, when we have a full extraterrestrial revealing of 2-mile-wide or 3-mile-wide spacecraft, at that point it's too late. It's too late for the church to respond to it. It's too late for people to begin to deal with what they're looking at, because people will be overwhelmed by the experience when they actually see this craft. Look, if it was one or two craft that were manifesting, you know, every decade by some guy out in, you know, Mississippi swamp or something, I wouldn't be writing about this, Dr. Stan. But what we see are people, policemen, airplane pilots, you know, professional people seeing these huge craft. I mean, Dr. Lynn Cattai filmed the Phoenix Lights in 1997. In my book, The Alien Interviews, I have 5 PhDs coming on the record that have actually dealt with the phenomena up close and personal. So it's not something that we're making up or we're trying to whip up and create this illusion. This thing is actually going on. It's actually happening. And the phenomena is real, it's burgeoning, and it's not going away. And the church needs to begin to deal with this. In fact, Christianity Today had this ridiculous review of the movie just saying that, well, it differs a little bit with what we believe. I mean, this is the Alien Gospel 101. This is a direct assault, the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage, is a direct assault against what we believe, what we hold true. And unless we stand up and begin to, right now, right today, understand what this deception is, call it for what it is, which is, you said earlier, a manifestation of the supernatural, specifically a Luciferian agenda, a satanic origin of the supernatural, which is manifesting. And we know from Scripture that Jesus talks about this. We know that Paul talks about it in 2 Thessalonians when he says that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. And we need to look at that and not just gloss over it and say, oh, well, I'm not sure what that means, and turn the page. Maybe, you know, Paul had indigestion that morning when he wrote it or whatever. But it's true. This enemy, this satanic entity, which has been around for thousands, eons, and has created this mystery of iniquity, this secret of lawlessness, which is at work in the world that Paul tells us, is manifesting on the planet. It's being restrained from revealing itself completely. But at some point in time, Dr. Stan, it is going to reveal itself. And this is why it's important for your listeners and Christians everywhere to understand what we're looking at is not extraterrestrials from other planets, but is a manifestation of fallen angels that the Bible warns us about in the last days.
And, of course, putting this into context, this is simply another manifestation of what's going on today. What is happening financially as the whole world economic system crumbles, as international trade begins to grind to a halt, as manufacturing throughout the entire world begins to collapse? This is not happening by accident. It is happening by intent. And those of you who heard me talk about how the major banks should just stop writing letters of credit to shut down international trade, and how they use the media to frighten us to death and to give us the idea the sky is falling. And the trouble is, the sky is falling because of people's response to what's going on, and people are afraid now. People are afraid to invest. They're beginning to save. Now, they're not going out and buying a new car, which, of course, is nothing wrong with the cars, nothing GM doesn't produce as good a car as a Toyota or Honda, but they're still good cars, but people aren't buying them because they're afraid. They've indoctrinated us with these ideas, and this is the prelude to bringing about the world government. You see, you could not have a world government if you had a few countries out there throughout the world that weren't going along with this. People would flee there. People would go there. Productive people would be there. Those countries would prosper. But you see, there must be no place to run. There'd be no place to hide. And going right along with this, remember, it's a one-world government, but it's a one-world religion. That's the other part of the equation. And, of course, preparing us for this new gospel, this new God that we will all worship. And, of course, with the destruction of Christianity. And really, this whole thing is to undermine the faith of the people, isn't it, Lynn?
Well, it is. I mean, it's all working together. This is why it's, in other words, this conspiracy, because it is, it's a Luciferian conspiracy, and men are certainly pawns in this conspiracy, but it's multifaceted. And one, look, what was it, just in the last 48 hours, different nations, specifically China, talking about let's get rid of a dollar and move into some sort of a global currency. Several weeks ago, we know that Sarkozy of France, Merkel of Germany, and former Prime Minister Tony Blair all cited we need some sort of a one-world currency to avoid this global crisis. I mean, we are being herded and moved into this global economy, global one-world government system. And oh, there's the bumper music. Okay,
we'll be back in just a moment here with Lynn Marzulli right here at the American People. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Fern Gully Car Wash would like to remind listeners that the new year is here, and they're encouraging parents to remember you're the most important person in your child's life. Please advise them on how to make responsible choices. Support their efforts to say yes to education while teaching them ways to combat the tough challenges of drug and alcohol abuse. That was courtesy of Fern Gully Car Wash, where service is more than a word, it's a fact. Based on the importance they place in satisfying their customers. Stop into Fern Gully Car Wash at 406 West Bromley Lane in Brighton. Or call 637-9157. That's 637-9157.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
and back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But Lynn, before we go on, we have a caller on the line, but before we go on, I want you to give out your web page again so people can go there and get your information, your books.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. You can get all these books by going to my website, which is lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli, M-A-R-Z, as in zebra, U-L-L-I, lamarzulli.net. There's a two-for-one special that we're running. You get Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, The Coming Great Deception of a Luciferian Endgame, and The Alien Interviews, both for $10 plus shipping and handling. The Alien Interviews is an e-book, so we send that to you right away, and it's got tons of links in it. 17 interviews, and after reading that, you'll be armed with the facts and the knowledge that you need to stand up against the coming great deception.
All right, well, now, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hello?
Hello, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brian from Colorado.
Right.
And I heard something, oh, it's been a few years ago, but and I've never heard a follow-up. I do believe if they're capable, they're working on it, and that is using a layer of the atmosphere as a plasma type TV screen or movie screen, and using Star Wars energy off the satellites to create images. And I'm wondering if that could play into the deception of creating the lights and the fast motion and the disappearance and the weather modification, in a sense, as movie curtains, and they could mix it in with real gunships and missiles, etc., and who'd know the difference?
Well, what you're referring to specifically in the early part of your comment, Brian, is what's known as Project Bluebeam, and that is a real military project where they can, through the use of holographic images, create certain scenarios, let's say. But these ships, for instance, the one, one of my favorite ones is the one in Stevensville, Texas, which was seen by Ricky Sorrell way out in the middle of a pasture. So there's no Project Bluebeam associated with this. And interestingly enough, there were some similarities between that sighting when the ship was directly overhead and he looked in all directions and could not see the edge of it. And there, underneath it, there was sort of like an undulation of energy. And this is exactly the same type of scene that witnesses in Phoenix, Arizona saw over a decade ago. When they looked up, one witness saw this undulation of air kind of shimmering underneath this object. So why blue beam certainly is a reality, and some of what you said certainly will come into play here. These craft are very much real, in my opinion. For instance, let me just give you one more. And you should try to go to my, if you really want to see that tether incident, and you should go check that out, because that'll blow you away. If you've never seen that, I highly recommend going to my website and scrolling down. It's down about four or five posts, and you'll see the link, which will take you right to a YouTube, site, which they show that tether incident. And this UFO that's flying behind the tether, which is 7 miles away from the shuttle, is about 3 miles in diameter. This thing is huge, and it's pulsating. So it's not space junk. I mean, it's a whole different deal. And these craft are real. And it's, in my opinion, again, it's part of this coming great deception. And when this thing happens, when they reveal themselves, excuse me, unless we know what we're looking at, we will be deceived. Remember Jesus' own words, that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. What is he talking about? And I believe it's what we're looking at right now.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling. And I think that there is an organized effort to confuse us. And I think this will continue until, of course, but what they, of course, will eventually want us to to really believe that there are aliens. And, you know, the truth is out there, but the truth isn't in the Holy Scriptures. The truth is not in some sort of a television program. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. How were they ever able to get the video of the tether, you know, there behind the space capsule? How were they ever able to get that released? Because the government has always tried to conceal the truth from the American people.
Well, it's a very interesting question. This is actually NASA space footage from the shuttle, and you hear as you're watching, depending on which YouTube one you get, because some of them the sound's been taken out, but the original one, or the one that was actually released, was live. And I think, and I could be wrong on this, but if I remember correctly, this was the incident and several others like it where they stopped broadcasting anything from the space shuttle live. Now there's like a 20-second or a 15-second delay, and it's done very deliberately. But you hear, when you watch the video, you hear Houston Control talking to the shuttle, saying, you know, we're picking up some objects around the tether. What are you seeing? And there's this little sort of cryptic communication between the two. What's interesting is in the one I linked to, which someone's really done their homework, and they point out that there's about three dozen of these things materializing, Dr. Stan, around this tether. I mean, you can see them. There's nothing in this space, and all of a sudden, boom, they just light up the sky. And it's literally like three dozen of these things. And it's not space debris that we always hear about. But the smoking gun to me is that a pulsating craft, literally it's pulsating. It's not just the light moving, you know, through space. This thing is pulsating. You can see the pulsation of the craft as it moves behind the tether. And of course, I mean, this is, you know, when people look at it, they kind of go, well, gee, that's interesting. I wonder what that is. And people, it's almost like there's like a spiritual stupor over most people. They look right at it with their own eyes, and they won't connect the dots and realize that, oh my gosh, something is going on here. What is it? And that's why I've written 5 books and continue to research this stuff and stay on top of it and blog about it daily. So.
Well, we're glad you do. Well, we've got another caller. Who's calling in? Do we have a caller?
Yeah, Kevin from Colorado.
Hi, Kevin. Do you have
Hi,
a question
Kevin.
Or comment?
Good morning. I was just wondering if there's any relation between this and the supposed vision of Fatima. What was that, around the turn of the century? Over
Yeah, 1917.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in fact, in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, there's a whole chapter on Fatima, and I get into that. And I actually label the Fatima apparition as a harbinger to the coming deception. Let me give you a quick thumbnail sketch. Here's why I believe it's a harbinger, a precursor of what is coming. These three children are seeing some sort of an apparition. Now, with all due respect to Catholic Church and the Catholics who might believe in this, it's my opinion that what they saw was, in fact, a demonic entity. It wasn't the Mary of the Bible, which I rever too. I don't hold her as a god, and she certainly is not a co-redemptrix. She didn't die on Calvary and shed her blood for me. And she certainly was not sinless like Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus our Messiah, was. So, I really part company from Catholic theology in that respect. But these three children saw an entity. It was not the Mary of the Bible. It spoke to them telepathically. And here's what the apparition said. That on October, whoop, there's that bumper music again, Dr.
There
Dan.
It is. We'll be back in just a moment, but hang on. I think this is very important. Something supernatural happened. 70,000 people saw it. It was recorded. Changed lives, but what was it? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpaha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Hag Sameach. Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We were talking about Fatima, and they were told from the clergy to please go back and ask this entity to give us some sort of a sign. So they did so, and the entity said to them, notice I call it entity, not Mary. I refuse to call it Mary because it wasn't, in my opinion. And the entity said that I'll give you a sign. On October 13th, and so over 70,000 people gathered. Remember, this is 1917. Over 70,000 people gathered in this field in Fatima, Portugal, and they awaited the sign. And the entity told the children that it would appear at 12 noon. That the sign would appear at 12 noon. Well, 12 noon came and went, and nothing happened. At 1 o'clock, the entity showed up. The children saw her. The people didn't. And the entity would float in and then hover above this tree. And all of a sudden, it had been raining all morning long. And you can see pictures of this. There's just a sea of umbrellas. There's basically a sea of humanity. There's everything from bankers and peasants and children, the young, the old, and just newspaper reporters, the clergy, atheists. It's just this cross-section of humanity gathered in this field awaiting this sign. And it's been raining all morning. There's a canopy of clouds over the area. All of a sudden, the clouds part. The sun is there. And in front of the sun, it's not the sun itself, and this is where it gets kind of work in the Catholic theology, but what people see, they call it the miracle of the sun. The sun begins to spin in the sky and then slowly wobble like a pendulum and fall to earth. Now, this, of course, causes great consternation to the 70,000 people. They think it's the end of the world. But when one goes back and begins to dissect the experience, what they were seeing, what people talk about is they looked up, and I'm just going to paraphrase some of these. I looked up and saw a dull silver disc. I looked up and there was a disc in front of the sun, and I was able to look at it. There was a spinning disc that threw off all different colors. I looked up and saw a disc the color of pearl. I mean, over and over again, the word disc is used. And you remember, back then, in 1917, there were no words like we have today in our lexicon, UFO or flying saucer. Those wouldn't come till later on in the century. So people are looking at this experience. They have no idea what they're looking at. There's no word that they can pin on it. So they're saying, I looked up and saw a disc, a dull silver disc. This, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, is this is a harbinger of the coming great deception. And the 70,000 people in that field had their world rocked that day. Their world views were challenged. They didn't know what to believe. And so, you know, when we look at these supernatural events, when we see something like that, that's why it's so important to understand that when Jesus says even the elect could be deceived from what is coming on the earth, what is he talking about? I mean, to me, it's a very sober warning. And I believe that this coming great deception of the so-called extraterrestrial presence, and remember, as I said earlier in the show, if these things weren't manifesting to the tune of over 300 to 400 a month in all across our globe, I wouldn't be talking about it. And if movies like Knowing and Race to Witch Mountain weren't promulgating this whole idea of this superior alien race, and you know, Dr. Stan, In that movie, Race to Witch Mountain, the children, which are actually aliens in human form, of course they're shapeshifters, are able to do all sorts of miracles. Are able to to levitate objects. They're able to communicate telepathically. They're able to put up a force field around themselves. And this is what's being shown.
Well, we've got a whole flock of callers. Did that answer the question? We had a caller on the line asking about Fatima. Did that answer your question? I guess he's gone. Well, let's go to the next caller. But we are going to see, and I'm firmly convinced you're right, Lynn, we're going to see more and more supernatural manifestations. Hello. Who's calling?
Your website again. That's all.
The website is lamarzulli.net. LAMARZ lamarzulli.net. There's links to my blog from there, links to videos, and of course the books which keep this ministry running. So your contributions and purchasing the books helps me do what I do, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. And again, our number 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give Lynn a call, but Lynn has really given up everything to research this, to try to sound the warning, to get people prepared for these supernatural manifestations we're going to see, so that at least this part of the elect, well, those people who listen to Lynn and listen to me, will not be deceived by the coming supernatural manifestations we're going to see, because we are entering, I believe, the most frightening and difficult and dangerous times in our history. And yet they're exciting because I think they are foreshadowing the coming of the Messiah. Whether it's going to be in a matter of weeks or months or years or decades, or I don't know, and nobody else does. But tremendous things are happening. We are witnessing a watershed event for the world today as the whole world economy collapses, and it's being done intentionally, maliciously, and on purpose. Mm-hmm. Well, then we've only got about a minute for you to wrap up the program.
Well, again, Dr. Stan, thanks for having me on, and thanks for your faithful listening audience. I can't stress this enough, that I believe that this deception is coming on the planet with movies like Knowing and Race to Witch Mountain, which, you know, blatantly attack Christian values and Christian principles and what we believe. And I'm not talking dogma. I'm talking the fundamentals of why we believe the Bible is what it is. And I would highly recommend the movie Knowing to everyone. Not that I'm, you know, want to make these guys lots of money for doing this, but we need to see what's out there to be able to give an answer. We are fast heading towards the great deception. I believe it's upon us. Things are moving, rushing towards that. There's an acceleration towards that. And if you want to check that out, you can go to my website, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. And there's links to my radio show and the blog and books and interviews and all sorts of good stuff. So, Dr. Stan, thanks for having me on, and thank you for doing what you do.
God bless you, Lynn. Thanks so much. And ladies and gentlemen, there is an increasing tempo of violence all across our country. I mean, towns that used to be tranquil, have one murder a year, are seeing shootings on a regular basis. Mm. Of course, the drug war is going to be spreading into this country from Mexico. The breakdown of law and order, the effort, of course, to establish a dictatorship, to disarm the people. After all, we've got to take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens so they'll have no means to protect themselves. But believe me, the criminals are not going to turn in their guns. They'll always have the guns, and there's going to be nobody there to protect you. We've got to understand, we've got to band together, we've got to prepare for the very difficult times that lie ahead.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Len Marzulli. He's a dedicated patriot, a dedicated Christian, trying to sound the alarm. And I do what I do so that you can become educated and you can sound the alarm. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you can't afford it, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can scroll down through the videos, and you can actually watch the video there. And it gives the talk from which the book came. So we hope that you'll get the information and help us to get it out. So, and then, of course, our talk on the forbidden secret, which goes into the secret that's been passed down to the secret societies for 5,000 years. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies. They're behind everything going on today. And if you doubt that, wonderful book written by the Librarian of Congress called Fire in the Minds of Men. Fire in the Minds of Men. Written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. And, of course, he talks all about the secret societies in Europe that led to the French Revolution. Of course, he doesn't get into the secret societies in America, because he's part and parcel of one of those. It's not really a secret society. It's a Council on Foreign Relations. But it is a front for a secret society. The CFR was formed as a front for the British Round Table, which was a front for the Association of Helpers, which was a front for this Council of the Elect, which was a front for the secret society. Cecil Rhodes helped with the help of Lord Rothschild back in 1891. And understand that nothing is as it appears to be. And, of course, this ties into finance today. And right now you have the Trilateral Commission. You've got 87 American members of the North American group. 11 of them are in the Obama administration. Could that just happen by accident? Could it be just by accident that since 1976, every president and or, and not maybe not both, but possibly both, either every president and or vice president has come from the membership roles of this little tiny group of never more than 100 people. Right now, 87 Americans belong to the North American chapter. Of course not. They control our government. They control the major banks, and you'll find J.P. Morgan Chase, and you'll find Goldman Sachs, and you'll find Citigroup. It used to be the Citibank, but now they call it Citigroup. They all belong to the Trilateral Commission, and they control the media, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report. They control your reality. A little tiny group that is tied to the occult controls the government of the United States and has intentionally plunged the whole world into this chaos. Now, you need to get my newsletters. They're up on the web at radioliberty.com, November, December 2008, January 2009. You need to get the information, copy it, get it out. You need the DVDs of The Eye of the Phoenix, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone. That's The Eye of the Phoenix. Riddles in Stone, Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. You need to get the material available through Radio Liberty to understand the spiritual dimension of what's going on. The book and the four tapes set on satanic crimes. The four-tape set on the supernatural and the book that goes with that, written by a woman who was a medium, who was in touch with the other dimension. And that's Joanna Michelson, a frequent guest on our programs. Go to RadioLiberty.com. Remember, and get the information. Listen to our programs available on the Internet. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.